this is something that's actually been going on for a little while. The Commerce Department has a Bureau of Industry and Security, and they have a survey that's been going on of vendors, and they're looking at this pretty deep, and they're having about six different meetings over the next month and a half or so. But this panel I attended yesterday at the Symantec Cybersecurity Conference looked even bigger than just counterfeit technology. They're looking at where stuff is made, because basically there's people who want to do harm to the U.S., and it's a fairly easy thing to do if you sabotage software or hardware. One good example I remember from yesterday's panel was around there was a vendor who lost a contract, and he put a backdoor in a submarine software, and the submarine went dark underneath the water. And that was a example of something that can happen and has happened. And there's a lot of concern about what's going on, and especially when you look at the software that runs airplanes, missiles, when you look at software that runs, you know, biodetection systems at Homeland Security, or even that gets your food stamps out or your Social Security checks out, there could be a lot of harm that can get done.
So what are they doing about it, DHS and DOD?
So one of the things that they've done is part of the cybersecurity initiative, and Kurt Selding is the DHS program manager for this effort, and they're looking at a new global supply chain risk management program.
As part of our project, we're looking at the technical aspects tend to focus on what type of best practices a company can use and support. So that's been the main focus of our effort today. We're still looking at some other aspects. I think in addition to that, we might be going and exploring into the areas of acquisition, the acquiring of the information, and changes to the federal acquisition regulations that could result from this project.
Now, currently, DOD and DHS are working with NIST and other agencies and the military services. Sidling says the group hopes to start with some best practices and then move into some pilots sometime in 2010. Again, the panel yesterday agreed that the solution here is not just a one-shot deal. Can't get every vendor to say, hey, let's verify where your product's being made. But there's several different steps that must be taken, whether it's looking at the verification of suppliers, using open source when possible, or even moving to something what they call automated tools to look at software code and automate the verification validation process.
Now, Melissa Hathaway spoke yesterday, and she's, of course, the lead right now for the cybersecurity review and the new report. And so what did she have to say?
Well, she offered a little bit of glimpse of what's happening now that the report's out. For instance, the administration is focusing on developing a resilient infrastructure strategy. And then they're also working internationally to come up with what they call some common rules or laws for cyberspace. I caught up with Ms. Hathaway, the acting senior director for cyberspace, after her speech, and she described really what this resiliency strategy would address.
It's more broadly about parts of the communications infrastructure, not so much the internet going down, but if parts of a business were to go down that were critical to the government or part of the government were to go down, similar to a config or worm, if it were to bring core parts of our infrastructures down.
Now, Ms. Hathaway already says there's a draft of some of the chapters that would be included in this plan, and in fact, the administration wants industry input, and she talked with federal CTO Nish Chopra about developing a wiki. Now, this would be one way to get industry feedback. Now, the first draft will be out this fall, and the final draft will be released by December 31st.
We'll start to see focused technology initiatives from the government that we can help support the private sector. The private sector will determine, they'll dictate the needs that they have and the shortfalls, and then we'll work together on the plan.
Now, the international effort is just another piece of this, and this is really interesting because her point is this. There's no common views, there's no common laws, there's no, in fact, social mores, if you will, about what to do in cyberspace. She used the example, you know, you don't run naked through the streets. That's something we just don't do. We understand that. You don't shout fire in a crowded theater. In cyberspace, you kind of don't have those social views, those social mores, if you will, and that's something that they have to work on, and that includes some standards as well, because there's, she said, at least 20 different bodies coming up with these kind of overall standards. Until we have this common understanding, it's hard to say what's an attack, what's a terrorist attack, what's legal, what's not legal.
And the big question is, when is the administration going to name the cyber coordinator? Everyone's hoping or thinking it might be Ms. Hathaway, but we don't know yet, huh?
There's a number of names out there, definitely, and she's said that she's one of those in the running. But she said it could be in a matter of weeks, which obviously in government talk could mean 1 week, it could mean 100 weeks. So she said it's being worked on.
The president and the presidential appointment staff are actively working to find and interview the right candidates. They're aggressively pursuing that. So I believe in the coming weeks you'll see an appointment of a cybersecurity coordinator.
Now, she also says there's the privacy and civil liberties person is also being discussed and vetted through the process, and that could be announced in the coming weeks as well. So as you can tell, there's a lot of waiting going on here. A few names have been floated around, but you know, we'll just have to wait and see. But they're trying to move forward in some of the areas that really need some more immediate help.
Well, the cybersecurity train just keeps on rolling, doesn't it?
Well, it's not going to continue down the hill, if you will.